Chapter 4. Cat cringed as Sin spoke a truth that only the bravest of souls would even dare whisper, and never within Artemis's hearing range. Cat leaned back against him, away from the knife. "Damn, boy, you have an unholy gift for pissing off people," as was evidenced by Artemis's shriek of outrage. "Why don't you tell her that dress makes her look fat while you're at it?" He answered by pressing the blade closer to Cat's throat.
"I'm not playing, Artemis."
Artemis's face turned to stone. "And neither am I." Before Cat could even blink, the dagger left her throat. She was pulled from Sin's arms by an unseen force, an instant before the knife was ripped from his hand and plunged into his chest 3 times. On the 3rd time, it was left buried to the hilt, where it slowly rotated in his chest. Sin cursed foully before he jerked it out. Cat held her hand up toward Artemis, trying to defuse the situation. "Matasera, stay out of this, Katra. Go home." By the tone of Artemis's voice, Cat knew she should obey. But she couldn't stand by and let Sin die if what he'd said about the Galu was true. They couldn't be left without someone who knew how to fight them. Artemis stalked toward him. "It's time I finish what we started." Sin pushed himself up from the floor and ran at Artemis, but he didn't come close before he was slammed into a far wall. He growled, then slung his arm out. Artemis went flying. Cat took a step toward her mother to protect her, but before Cat could take 2, Artemis's voice rang out, "Deimos!" Cat came to a halt. At the same time, a large, fierce man appeared by Artemis's side. Dressed all in black, Deimos had short jet-black hair that was streaked with wide white stripes, a much different hairstyle than he'd had the last time they met. He was terrifying in appearance, especially with the tattoo that started out as a light eyeliner around his electric blue eyes, and then zigzagged from his tear ducts down his cheeks to his neck. Beautiful and deadly, he stood before them with his legs braced wide apart, his head tilted low like a predator, and his arms held at his sides, close to his weapons, 1 sword and 1 gun, ready to fight. "Suck his powers out and kill him," Artemis snarled. Cat gaped at the order. Once issued, it couldn't be taken back. Deimos was one of the most dangerous of the Dolophini, a son of the dreaded Furies. He was the one the gods called out when they needed a relentless terminator, and he wouldn't stop until Sin was dead. Deimos ran at Sin and slammed him to the floor.
"What have you done, Matasera?"
"What I should have done in the beginning." Artemis tried to flash Cat out of the room, but since Artemis had traded Cat's service to her grandmother, she didn't have that power anymore. Cat's mother snarled at her.
"Leave us, Katra, now."
But she couldn't. She was the reason Sin was in this mess, and though he was giving Deimos a good fight, in the end, she knew who would win it. And it wouldn't be Sin.